our awesome podcast. With Holly and Adam, and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Okay, we're a podcast.
Hey, hello, and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. We're here tonight with no special guest.
We're here tonight with... I'm here tonight with Adam.
And I'm also here.
You're jerk.
We have a special guest, a fucking fly who keeps flying around the apartment.
He is. He's like a ninja. I don't know. He knows how to use the black space. Like, he hides in the black space, and the only place he'll land is on the TV when we're watching it.
Uh-huh.
Probably because there's light there, but...
He's a sneaky fucker. He's smarter than me.
He comes around and, like... The least convenient times. Like, we were kissing and all of a sudden he's buzzing by my ear. I'm like, you jerk.
I've been holding...
He's a party crasher.
I've been holding the fly swatter.
Yeah, our fly swatter's roughly shaped like a foot.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But...
It's got toes
like
on.
A real creepy foot.
But anyway, we've been watching, we just watched Let Me In.
Let the Right One In.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Let Me In's the American one.
Right, we're gonna watch that one next.
I don't know if it...
Oh, I kind of want to see how it compares to the other
okay,
one.
Okay, we'll see.
But we've been watching, like, every Swedish movie I've seen in the last year is awesome.
Yeah, we should try more Swedish movies. I don't know any more Swedish movies.
Well, we watched Let the Right One In, and we watched The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
So both Swedish. Yeah, but then we watched...
Oh, the second one wasn't that good.
Yeah, the second one
was What was it, The Girl
Is the Hornet's Nest the third one? Yeah, Played with Fire, the second one.
Yeah, that one wasn't that
good.
Yeah,
it was kind of crap.
The first one was really good, though.
I guess the third one, she gets all, like, vigilante and shit.
Does she? Yeah. Well, she did get shot in the face.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I guess you would get mad at
her. I guess she didn't die.
I guess she's got... Well, no, because there's third book.
Right. But she... Yeah.
So I still don't understand why they're making an American version of that. Like, why do they have to redo good movies?
I guess they don't...
Like, there's a perfectly good version.
Yeah, I don't understand. There's a lot of people who don't like to read subtitles. Or maybe they just can't read fast enough to keep up with the movie.
Well, fucking dub it, then. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like... That's a huge production cost just to satisfy a couple people who... Probably wouldn't like the movie
This is America. In America, we think we can do everything better than everybody else.
That's true.
And then when they get an awesome, when some other country does an awesome, we're like, oh, well, we can do it better
We can do that. The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo that made a ton of money.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we can definitely make a ton of money. That.
We'll just redo the movie and just make it in English.
Yeah.
Because everybody speaks English, right?
Right, because, I mean, the book was written in Swedish. Like, it's a Swedish book. It doesn't make any sense. Why would it be English?
No, Lisbeth was awesome, though.
Yeah.
She was really good.
I have a feeling
character.
It's going to be really a lot different, Americanized.
Well,
fast-paced action and
they
whatnot.
Did the same thing the Torchwood.
Yeah, oh, don't even talk about it.
So maybe there's like 3 or 4 episodes left. Maybe it'll be good in the end.
I don't think it will. I mean, maybe the last couple episodes will be really good, but we've waited how many now? Like 6? And it's still shit?
I mean, we're almost done. We might as well see
it
to
the end.
At
least we saw an alien once.
Yeah, there was an alien.
There wasn't, but it wasn't relevant. It wasn't a relevant alien. And there's more gay scenes, gay love scenes, which is, like, it doesn't bother me. Like, I don't have any problem with the gay thing, but they're unnecessary.
Right, yeah, it was kind of unnecessary.
Like, you don't need any of that for the story.
Yeah, well, and Jack, he's not supposed to be gay. He's like...
No, he's bisexual.
He's omnisexual.
He's multisexual. Like, he will have sex with anything.
Right.
And they're completely ignoring it. This whole series has just been him hitting on guys all the time and having sex with guys, which it's not really him. He'll just do whatever he can.
I mean, well, it's not him. It's just there's more to
him. No, but yeah, they're skipping all the other parts of him. But then again, they made Gwen out to be she's some crazy genius computer whiz now, so...
Yeah, well, I mean...
They all are, conveniently.
Yeah, they're ruining my show.
Yeah. Did they establish who took Gwen's parents?
I don't remember.
Or family. I don't think they did.
I don't remember. I wasn't paying enough attention.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened to her dad either. Like, I wasn't really... I wasn't paying attention either.
Oh, no, that was the triangle.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, we still don't know what it is, but yeah. There's a triangle.
Yeah.
So that's something.
I like the 456. They were mean.
Yeah.
And they were aliens.
They did crazy worldwide things, and it wasn't just the United States.
Yeah, that was from the Children of Earth one.
I mean, they said that the miracle is worldwide, but the only way that they've shown that, really, is in news announcements. Like, they just put them up in three languages and call that good.
Right.
Well, except for the United States and Cardiff.
Right.
Which...
Well, I mean, in Children of Earth, they just showed... Well, like I said, they did show the kids talking.
No, yeah, they showed them all over the world.
Like, in Chinese and different languages and stuff.
Yeah.
And then they figured out it was centered on England.
Like, I would like to see... I know it's a terrible exploitative... I don't know, whatever that word is. But I'd like to see, like, what happens to starving people in Africa on Miracle Day, right? Because they don't get any less hungry.
They just get big fat bellies.
Yeah, and they don't die.
And they get more flies.
They just get hungrier.
Well, they all get diseases and stuff.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
Yeah. Nobody wants dysentery.
They don't die
forever.
Of their diseases. Yeah, what's up with all the Oregon Trail diseases? Cholera and dysentery and...
You have died of dysentery.
Right. I never died of dysentery. I had a couple of...
broken arms.
I usually went as the doctor, though, so...
Well, yeah, so people don't die.
Oh, right, and you get more money, but you sacrifice something or other. I don't remember what. Yeah. Oh, you sacrifice the ability to fix your... Because if you're the carpenter, you can fix your wagon.
Fix the wagon, yeah.
And if you're the banker, you get more money to start with. But you don't get anything else.
Yeah.
So I think I was usually the
doctor.
The doctor.
So because you don't want your people to die of dysentery.
Right. I had a couple die, like they would break their arms and
die. There were so many different versions of that. The first one I played, it was just all like text-based.
I played the one with text, and then there was like a little picture. There's still a map.
There was like a little picture and a map.
And then the shooting, it was like the space bar. And
there was
no hunting in yours.
There was no shooting in it.
Are you sure?
Not that I remember. Like,
yeah,
I played it when I was in fifth grade.
I mean, that's fine, but I'm pretty sure that was in the original one. The original Oregon Trail, because it's Apple TV.
I don't know if the GUI was advanced enough for that.
I don't know.
Like, for timing and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it was.
No, I don't know if you could, like... click on it or whatever. Well, I mean, I might be wrong. Okay, yeah, well, let's see. I was in fifth grade, so that would have been 1989. Is when I played it.
Wikipedia says...
The Oregon Trail is a thing in America. Do the disambiguation.
Yeah, there was a video game. There we go.
There we go.
74. Oh, yeah, that's right. It came out of Minnesota.
Oh, boy. The Oregon Trail. I thought it came out of Oregon.
No. That was a Minnesota education.
Oh, check the hunting one. The gameplay.
Gameplay. Hunting. I think the important aspect of the game is the ability to hunt.
Players like the hunt option now to enter food reserves. In your reserves, there are no graphics and players return.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Oh, how fast you can type them. That's awesome. I would do that so well.
Yeah.
When did they add the graphic? Because the first one that I played... was on the Apple IIe.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I know, like, now they just have, like, they do, like, a Facebook version of it or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
I played
Amazon Trail. We had Amazon Trail once.
Is that like the fish
and stuff. It was weird. Yeah, it's in the Amazon.
I think it's a rip-off, like a...
But it's by the same company.
Oh, they just changed
it. Yeah, they just made
it. But what's the... There's no such thing as the Amazon Trail.
Amazon Trail.
But that's not a real thing. Like, it's not...
Well, I guess the idea was that you were supposed to learn something about the Amazon.
Yeah, that it's a big river.
Yeah, you travel down the Amazon River.
Yeah, you shouldn't swim in the Amazon River, because you will get a bunch of diseases. And or tiny fish that swim in your pee hole.
During the opening sequence, a short animation displays a person asleep in bed, ironically, in Peru, Indiana.
The girl from work is from Peru, Indiana.
Really?
Yeah. Huh.
Did she go to Amazon?
She's like,
was she in Amazon Trail?
Indiana. Yeah.
And then you are visited in a dream by a black panther calling himself the Jaguar of the Inca King.
Wow.
He explains that the Inca people are endangered by malaria and European explorers, and
the
you
Amazon
have to go
trail.
Back in time and look
so,
for Chinchona.
We could probably get this on eBay for less than $1 because it won't
My
run on
My mom
any
probably
of our
still has it.
It won't run on our computers.
I could probably make it work. Windows 7 runs older stuff. Like, I had a game that I couldn't run on Vista,
Ooh.
And then I upgraded to 7 and it ran.
Ooh, I might be able to play Riven. Because I have that. You haven't played Riven.
I don't know what it is.
Have you played Myst?
No. Okay. I tried to play it when I was young, but I didn't really get it.
Yeah. Riven's just like that. There's no monsters or anything, and it's hard to die, but it's all puzzles.
Yeah, I just, like, I think, I tried to go through it, but I got lost really quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of space to get lost in. It's just like an open
world. And I mean, I would go, puzzle. I would start it again, like, a month later and be like, I don't even know what was going on before.
Yeah, there's it's really, really tough.
It's very hard.
Like, when we first got Riven, my friend Josh got it, and me and him and my other friend Brian, we stayed up for two or three days straight. Like, we took turns taking sleeping, and then we'd play.
Wow.
And so we played it all the way through.
Yeah, I just, like...
And we had, like, a whole notebook filled with, like...
I don't think I probably tried it after the age of 12 or 13.
Yeah. Yeah, I must have been, like, 17 or 18.
Yeah. And I just, like, I always felt really dumb when I played it. Because tough. I'm smart, but it made me feel retarded. Because I would get, like, I couldn't even start. Like,
I don't know what to do.
I didn't get started. Like, I would go around and I couldn't figure out what to press, and nothing seemed activatable.
Yeah.
Like, I clicked on everything and nothing did anything. And so I was lost immediately, and I was like, this game's shit.
Sucks. I can't do nothing.
Well, I didn't even understand that it was a puzzle game. Mm. Like, I just didn't even know what kind of game it was because I couldn't figure out what the game was.
We should try Riven someday.
I want to try Myst first. Okay. I've never played it.
But I have Riven. You can probably download it for free.
Illegally?
No.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, does anybody have a free copy of
Myst? No, I don't think so. My mom probably still has that, too.
Actually, I'll see if we have it at the store, because they might have it on PlayStation 1. Yeah, it's like $1.
A PS1? Come on, I can't play on the computer.
Okay, then we don't have it.
Yeah, I know. What were we going to talk about? We had a thing we were going to talk about.
Pink Lemonade,
that was it. Okay. So,
we decided...
I look it up, let's come up with theories as to why Pink Lemonade...
Yesterday, here's the story behind it. Yesterday, I was in Target after I went to go see you, and I was walking
out. I figured that's what it was.
And I saw Pink Lemonade, and I was like, why is Pink Lemonade pink? Like, I know that later on they had, like, blue raspberry or...
Right, when raspberry lemonade or strawberry lemonade makes sense that it's pink. But what is pink lemonade?
Right.
What flavor is it even?
It's pink lemonade.
Or is it, like, supposed to be
strawberry? It's lemonade. I think it's just lemonade
Is
flavor.
It really?
Yeah, because it's not,
I guess,
like,
it
strawberry
looks different,
lemonade.
So I guess in my head it tastes different because
I think
it looks different.
I'm pretty sure it tastes the same. But another one, too, like, I was trying to think of other ones. I know, like, blue raspberry we mentioned. Mm-hmm. And the other one that really I remember was Hi-C. They had Ecto Cooler for Ghostbusters, and it was green, but it tastes like tangerines.
Oh, they have Kool-Aid that does that. It's like, it messes with your head. It's like clear, but it has a flavor, or it'll be like blue and
I had the
like...
clear cherry one.
Yeah, no, well, no, there's other ones too, where it'll be like the wrong color. It'll be orange, it'll taste like blue raspberry, it'll be, you know.
This is weird.
Yeah, just to mess with your head.
Oh, I love orange Kool-Aid so much.
Ew, oh, are you serious?
And cherry Kool-Aid.
I don't think we can be friends anymore.
Like, the only one, I hate the tropical punch, but I love the cherry.
We can't be friends anymore.
Why?
Because orange Kool-Aid is disgusting.
No, you're wrong.
No.
I don't like grape, and I don't like tropical punch.
I can't drink orange Kool-Aid, because when we...
Well, we're not ever going to make it, so
I understand
matter.
That, but I'm explaining. Because when I was a Girl Scout, the stuff that they serve you, it's like a Gatorade powder, I think, but it tastes like orange... What do they call it?
Orange drink?
No, like it wasn't even... It was like orange slosh or some weird thing that we called it. It was just because it was just the same... It was the same watery... disgusting stuff every time. No, I think it was Gatorade powder.
Okay.
Because they served it out of big Gatorade things. But it was at every single Girl Scout event I can ever remember being at.
Yeah,
like, it didn't even matter where. Whether it was in our town or a different town or, like, a lot of times it was served at school events, too. It was just like, where did they get this stuff?
Well, it's just so you don't get dehydrated. Because it's got electrolytes.
Oh, it's so gross, though. It's so nasty.
It's got electrolytes.
Yeah, but I would rather drink nothing. It's so... It's like water
crave.
With almost a flavor. It's what tea used to taste like to me.
Oh, yeah, now you like
but
tea.
But now I like tea, and I had really good tea tonight, because I have tea with lemon, and then I put almond breeze milk.
You put almond and lemon and... Oh, yeah, that milk was kind of cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
It's like almond milk.
Yeah, it is.
Because soy milk, like, is kind of gross.
I mean, I'm open to trying soy milk, because it's probably gotten better. I'm sure they've made improvements in how the milk tastes.
Well, I only had it, like,
two years ago. Right, but it's a big health kick craze thing.
Yeah,
now,
but
so.
it wasn't very good. Like, if I'm drinking milk, I want it to taste like milk, or not soy
or
milk.
Or just, yeah, not gross. But this stuff, it kind of tastes like almond. Mm. Well, it tastes a lot like almond, but we got the unsweetened ones.
Right, well, it's weird, because it's not, like... I think they take all the almond flavor out and put it in, like, almond extract, and then they take the rest of it and make almond milk.
You think so?
Yeah, because it doesn't really taste like... It's not like
it has no, it's not a strong almond flavor. Hint of almond. Yeah, you can tell it's there, but... Right.
Like, if you didn't know what it was, and you were drinking it, you're like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah, you'd be like, what's... it's got a flavor. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels familiar,
yeah, it's unsweetened, too.
Yeah, you can get sweetened, but it's more calories.
Right. Well, it's like got, like, 40 calories.
Yeah, it's 40 calories a cup. It's, like, nothing.
Yeah. And it's got the consistency of milk, which is...
Yeah, it's the perfect consistency.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. I like it a lot better than soy milk, but...
Yeah. If I have ever had to not drink milk, if I ever found out I was lactose intolerant, I'd have no problem switching to that.
Milk sometimes give me the farts.
Yeah, I mean, I think most people or all people are mildly lactose intolerant.
Well, that's because it's from cows.
Yeah, because we're not supposed to drink it.
We're not supposed to drink cow's milk. But we do. We're like, hey, here it is.
We shove it into ourselves and make it. We're so, yeah, when I drink, like, if I drink milk too early in the morning, it'll make me feel just real gross.
Did you ever puke after you drank milk?
No.
Oh, that's the worst.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, because
it's sour or something.
Yeah, because like when you drink it, it mixes with the hydrochloric acid in your stomach, and it's all gets all curdled.
It's curdled. Oh, don't tell me that.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I've thrown up after I haven't. The last time I threw up was a couple summers ago when I had bad Dairy Queen.
It's like the worst thing.
It really is. And before that, it had been like a long time.
I think like of the list of things that have happened to me, throwing up is probably on my list of top five worst things that can happen.
What else would be the top five?
I don't know. Getting my tonsils taken out was pretty bad.
Is that worse than the thing you had in your throat, though? The, like, abscess thing?
I don't
thing?
Remember that. Like I was, like, delirious from it. Like, because it was an abscess in the back of my throat.
Oh, right, so you couldn't breathe properly.
I couldn't breathe, and my brain was all messed up. My ex-wife.
Oh, okay.
Because it was before we were married. And I was like real sick, and she's like, "You have to go to the hospital."
She was pretty right about that.
Yeah, and I was like, "I'll be okay."
You were too late. You would have died. And like, you would have died.
I would have died. So that's nice that she brought
she
me to the
hospital.
She
saved your life. Yeah. Fuck, I could never live up to that.
Well, but now she takes all my money.
Right, but I can't live up to saving your life. You can't do better than that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I like you better.
Okay.
No, she was all right, but I like you better.
Oh, don't say these things!
No, I mean, let's talk about something else.
No, I don't want to talk about something else.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't want to feel like shit.
Anyway, what was I saying?
I don't know. Do you want to
pause
this?
And pause it, because now it's awkward. We're gonna pause it until it gets less awkward. Hold on.
So I'd rather have pink lemonade than like brown lemonade.
Yeah, I think pink was a good choice. Like, well, we never figured out why. It's
well,
pink.
I know it's because we were gonna make up theories for why it was pink.
Okay, pink. Maybe
someone bled into the vat one, and they're like, "That looks really cool. Let's do that."
I don't think that's actually what happened.
Well, no, because it'd probably get brown.
You mentioned earlier that you thought it might be like a summertime thing to make it fancier.
Yeah, because like, well, they always make those like cool summertime colors, or like they turn things red and green for Christmas, or
right,
or
yeah.
Orange
pink,
and black
pink is a good summer color.
Yeah, so pink's a good summer color. Like, I don't know, pink's more of a spring color, but it's a good summer color.
Maybe,
like, what else would be a summer color? Just bright colors,
green,
really.
Green, yeah.
Oh, green's kind of St. Patrick's
Yellow's
Day.
Yellow's very summery.
Yeah, but lemon's already yellow.
Yeah, well, fuck, that theory's gone.
Yeah. Well, actually, lemonade's not all that yellow, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, well, it's
like a milky,
pale yellow.
Milky white,
pale,
pale
yellow,
mostly.
Yeah. Like corn. Like cream corn. Oh, I love cream
corn.
I don't think
that lemonade is anything like cream corn.
Like Napoleon Dynamite with the egg.
Oh, that's so nasty.
I think it was just a big jar of eggs.
Yeah, so,
but I think it might
a
have
side
been...
note, I watched Napoleon Dynamite. Shit movie.
I thought it was really good.
It's not that good.
I just like it.
It's not even that funny.
No, it
didn't even really make me chuckle.
Well, the thing that I like about it is it's so like low-key. It's not... It's not meant to, like, just make you laugh out loud. It's just...
Well, no, but it's...
It's meant to be quirky and somewhat. Quirky and, like, odd.
I mean, maybe it would have been funnier if I didn't know all of the jokes before I saw the movie, you know? Because you couldn't escape that stuff when the movie came out. So mm-hmm. I kind of knew all the cool stuff.
So you were just mad at it. You had a bad opinion of it.
No, I did go into it thinking, if this is good, I will admit that it's good. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think it was good, so... Mm-hmm.
You know it was good?
Huh.
With the right one in.
Yeah, it was. You know what else is good? Pink lemonade. Mm. So
and Interview with the Vampire.
No, that's not a good movie at all.
So I don't understand how you don't like these good
because
movies.
Because it's crap.
It's like you don't like Interview with the Vampire. You don't like Fight Club.
No, I don't like Fight Club. I didn't like Fight Club because it felt like it tricked me.
Yeah, you gotta
I don't like being tricked.
Well, don't say it. Maybe someone hasn't seen it.
Everyone has seen Fight Club.
Actually, not everybody.
They're the same guy.
Okay. But maybe someone else saying, I don't want to ruin Fight Club
because
it's so awesome.
Every single person knows how Fight Club ends, whether okay. they've seen the movie or not. Although, strangely, I managed to avoid knowing how Lord of the Rings ends.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I was a huge Lord of the Rings fan and everything. I knew everything about it, and I'd read the first two books. But because I'd never read the third book, and I'd never seen the third movie, I didn't want to know how it ended.
I'll tell you.
And somehow, I never knew how... I mean, I figured
they destroy the ring.
Yeah, I figured they destroyed the ring. And I figured one or more of the main characters lived. Mm. But I didn't know which ones. Because I thought maybe a big main character would die, not just Gollum. Like, I thought maybe Frodo would kick the bucket. I think he should have. Sam's the real hero anyway, so it doesn't matter, but...
Yeah.
But yeah.
Don't you leave him, Samwise Gamgee. And I don't mean to.
he was... Oh, I mean, he really was the hero of the story. Because Frodo just whined the whole time. Sam's like, nope, we're doing it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah,
we
should really get some Lembas bread.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. It's probably really expensive, though. It's probably not worth the cost.
I don't know. What is it made out of?
Magical
It's elf. Made out of magic.
It's probably made out of elf.
They grind up the
they
dead
grind
elves.
Up the dead elves.
Bake them into bread.
Serve it with pink lemonade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, pink lemonade.
Yeah. So maybe someone looked at someone's skin when they were sunburned, and they're like, that's a good color. That would look good.
No. This is my actual theory.
Okay, your actual theory.
My actual theory is maybe there are pink lemons.
That would be so
cool. There's pink grapefruits, right?
That's true, and there's blood oranges. So maybe there's
actually pink lemons.
There's actually pink lemons. So my theory is that it was added for appeal at some point. Mm-hmm. Maybe for like
And my theory is that there's actually pink lemons. They don't make it out of pink lemons anymore, but...
But they did once.
They did. There
okay,
used to
so
be,
my,
there were pink
my theory
lemons
is that it was maybe introduced at like a World's Fair sort of thing or some little bar in the middle of nowhere, but they added it to make the people happy.
All right, so
time to Google pink lemonade.
Pink lemonade. Check the Wikipedia and you kids at
Ooh,
home,
pink
you can...
pink lemonade cupcake.
You can Google it with us. Pink All lemonade, right. Wikipedia.
So it's under lemonade, pink lemonade. There's a subset. Okay, pink lemonade has been colored with pink food coloring and is sometimes made sweeter. Don't read it. It's cheating.
But I thought we were reading it together.
No, I'm reading. I'm reading it. You're just going to listen.
Oh, I'll just listen. Okay, I'm not looking at it.
Sometimes artificial flavors and colors are used. Natural sources of the pink color, which may also affect taste, include grenadine, cherry juice, red grapefruit juice, grape juice, cranberry juice, strawberry juice, pomegranate juice, and other juices. It is a common misconception that the juice from the pink-fleshed Eureka lemon is used to make pink lemonade. Although often planted in yards as an ornamental, the juice is clear and typically too sour to drink.
Oh, well, there you go.
The New York Times credit... Are you reading it?
No, I'm watching
you're
you read
lying.
It.
You're lying.
I'm watching you read
I'm
it.
I'm pushing your head
Why
away.
Why are you pushing my face?
You're lying. The New York Times credited Henry E. Sanchez Allott, okay, anyway, as the inventor of pink lemonade in his obituary. At 15, he ran away with a circus and worked in lemonade concession. One day, while mixing a tub of the orthodox yellow kind, he dropped some red cinnamon candies in by mistake. The resulting rose-tinted mixture sold so surprisingly well that it continued to dispense his chance discovery. Another theory, as recorded by historian Joan Nickel, is that it was Pete Conklin who first invented the drink in 1857 when he used water-dyed pink from a horse rider's red tights to make his lemonade. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That is really gross.
So it was just an accident.
So I'm closer to my theory than yours.
Well, yeah, because it's not pink lemons.
I
want to
see these lemonade, or these lemons that are...
The pink lemons?
Yeah,
click on the pink lemons.
Yeah, Eureka lemon.
Let's just keep a Wikipedia in here for everybody at home.
Okay. I just want to... Well, I just have to see a picture of it. They just look...
They look like lemons.
I want to see the inside of a Eureka lemon.
I think it just looks so regular.
But it said it was pink. So maybe it's just pinker.
Yeah, it's a little bit more pink.
It's like slightly...
Okay, so pink lemons don't exist. It's actually just food coloring to make it pink because it's fancy.
All right.
So there you go. There's the mystery of pink lemonade solved.
Solved. Completely solved. Brought up on Twitter and solved on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should tweet out to your Twitter followers at Matt Olaf that You've solved the mystery.
Let me get my phone. I'll tweet it right now.
No, your Twitter's not working, remember?
No, it's working. It's just I couldn't send a picture.
You can't do pictures.
Trying to send a picture.
Yeah, you tried to send a picture of a... What was it at the store?
It was like a butter dish that was like 1950s orange.
Yeah, that was great.
And my tweet was trying to say, this looks like it should have radium in it, but...
But it did.
I tried six times and it didn't work.
So yeah, and then you tried to tweet a picture of your amazing chicken tortilla soup. Mm. Oh man, that's so good. I'm so excited to eat that for lunch tomorrow. You don't even know. I'm going to wait until there are as many people in the room that I eat in as possible so they can all ask, what are you eating? And I'll be like, it's delicious.
Find out. Okay, my tweet's going to say, the pink lemonade mystery solved. Find out the truth on... Episode, what is it, 2.5?
Yeah, you should definitely put the URL in there. So this is what we're going to do. If you're on Twitter and you retweet this tweet, we will send you a custom-made drawing of a thing.
Of a thing. Of
a drawing of a thing. So you're going to, we'll direct message you for your address if we don't already have it, if you're someone we don't know all that well or know at all, which would be awesome if you are.
Yeah, you can direct message us your business, and we'll... I'm trying to tweet now.
But you do have to retweet. Yeah, he's busy, so I'll take over. You do have to retweet it. So it's going to have a pink lemonade mystery solved. Find out the truth on episode 2.5 of the AHA podcast. www.ahapodcast.com. It is episode 2.5 already?
I think so.
Okay, let me make sure, because if it's not, then we're going to look like real idiots. AHAPodcast.com says it is 2.5. All
yeah,
right.
I told you.
I'm sorry. All right. We should call this one Blood Lemons.
I'm just going to call it Pink Lemonade.
Oh, that's boring.
But that's what it's about.
Oh, I'm going to call it Blood Lemons.
Can't we just...
No, you always pick the titles. Oh. I usually make you pick the titles. This time I have a title idea.
Why,
I want to use it.
Oh, because they don't have Blood Lemons.
It doesn't matter.
But then, but
that's
if
what
they,
I want to call it.
Well, see, the thing is, if they read that, then they'll think, "Oh, I don't even have to listen to it because it's red lemons that make pink lemonade."
Oh.
See, it's tricky.
We gotta call it something else, though. It can't be. It can't just be pink lemonade.
How about pink lemonade in Swedish movies?
No, it's never that straightforward. They're always clever. Where's your clever? Your clever lever is switched the wrong way.
Swedish lemonade.
Is clever lever a thing? Is that like a production company? Because that sounds familiar.
You can call it Swedish.
No,
lemonade.
No, it totally is. I think it made something I know really well.
What? A clever lever?
Clever lever. It sounds really familiar. I swear it's like a production company or something, but I'm not seeing it, so I guess not.
I think we're just Googling stuff today.
That's yeah, well, I'm interested. nopork.com/tech_clever-lever.
Cruise control. It's a cruise control?
Oh, it's for a,
A Honda.
Yeah, no pork, no hogs. Get it. It's motorcycles. Pork.
I'm not impressed.
Hogs. Yeah, I'm not either, but okay. They got the domain name, so.
Sure.
There's the Clever Lever Giga Craft Punch. Well, it's okay, fucking crafters.
Yeah,
this
looks. I'm bored with the Clever Lever.
Well, fuck you. I'm not. Ooh, the Clever. They put two V's in it.
Because it's a Clever Lever.
Right. It's another thing for clutches.
Yeah, it's all car stuff that doesn't involve my brain.
Yeah, it's either car stuff or. Or crafting things, which yeah. I do neither of those things.
So anyway, did my tweet work?
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Did it? Oh yeah, totally did.
Oh, yeah, I guess we should post this podcast pretty soon.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because you just tweeted about it and it's not up yet. Maybe we got like two more minutes. I don't think anyone's gonna follow the thing yet. Okay. We could just.
I'll just say podcast will be up in 10 minutes.
Well, everyone's gonna know that once they listen to this, so whatever. It's not like we've never posted it before. Remember that one time we promised that we'd have a podcast and then we didn't because the stupid thing didn't work?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I think 10 minutes is okay. Probably everyone's gonna listen to it. It's busy anyway, right?
Ooh, that's another thing.
Can you stop tweeting? Can you wait till we're done? You were just talking about how.
Oh. Well, I have to tell them what the podcast tweet name is. So if you follow me at Matt Olaf, it'll tell the podcast follow thing too.
Yeah, and so I'm gonna retweet his tweet from the podcast Twitter, and if you retweet it from that, we will also send you a drawing. So if you retweet both, We will send you 2 drawings.
Yeah.
Although, I don't know. I'll have to do an old-style retweet to do it. So yeah. Maybe I just won't. Maybe I'll just send it separately. But if you do retweet both, you can have 2 drawings.
Yeah.
Probably send in the same envelope for cost purposes, but...
Sure. But we will draw them personally.
Unless you live around here, we'll just hand deliver.
We'll just give it to your house.
Hand deliver. We are services.
I'll put it in your
services.
Fucking mailbox.
Yes.
That will happen.
Oops, I spelled mystery wrong.
Yeah, we're just tweeting and Googling now. That's what we do on this podcast.
It's not all we do on this podcast. Usually you don't tweet.
No, I don't. But I wanted to do that because I couldn't tweet at all today. For some reason, all the pictures I wanted to tweet.
Oh, man. It's too long. Oh, no. We got 7 things.
No, I know. I made
it. Why did it try to shorten it? It tried to shorten it. That's so dumb.
I don't know. Because it...
Get a lot of exclamation points. You're very excited about it.
About what? I am excited. It's our podcast. That's awesome.
All right. It's tweeted from my personal account, too.
I don't know if you know, but this is our awesome podcast.
It's
yours and mine.
I have a direct message in here, too, I think, from my professor. I don't know, it's gone now.
Okay. All right, so now that we're done tweeting and doing
shit.
That stuff... What?
I accidentally clicked the X button on the recording software.
All right, so I think we'll be done with this one.
Oh, I think you just got a tweet.
I did.
Yeah, we're
I got 2 tweets.
We gotta end this on a high note. This has been the most boring last 5 minutes of a podcast ever.
Well, they probably turned it off.
What do we talk about? Sex is always a good thing, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about that, and then people are like, oh, you're interesting.
Hey, sex.
Do it.
I like your boobies.
Do sex sometimes. Or don't if you don't wanna. That's our new slogan. Do sex sometimes, or don't if you don't wanna.
Right. Well, and if you do, then make sure to, don't get anybody pregnant.
Do sex sometimes, and don't if you don't wanna.
And don't get
But
don't
if
get
you do,
disease.
Do it
Here's
the good
fucking
way.
Fly.
Where is
I'm
he?
Gonna get him.
Where is he? Where is he? Him. Where the fuck is he? Did you get him?
Oh, I got him.
Did you totally?
Killed the motherfucker.
Is he on the floor?
I can't.
Oh man, you're gonna make me pick up the dead fly. All right, I gotta go. Cause I have to go pick up a dead fly.
I got the motherfucker.
Just killed.
Got him.
Good job, honey.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well done.
All right. Okay. Bye.